Welcome back, humor consumers, to the Life Happens, Laugh Anyway podcast. I'm comedian Tracy DeGraff.
And I'm Catherine, co-host and bestie.
All right, friends, we're in the pod lab and having a good old time.
Woohoo, we are.
Yeah, and today we're talking about houseplants. Isn't that exciting?
It's going to be.
It is. I mean, houseplants has made a huge, like, comeback.
Definitely. Can you remember, like, in the, I don't know if it was like 70s or
80s. Yes, my mother was into it.
My gosh. Like, you'd look in someone's front picture window.
And you'd see, and like, a jungle.
A jungle. Yes. And I remember being turned off by that.
Okay, my mom, back in the 70s, I was a little kid, right? She had a houseplant party.
Did she?
Yeah, kind of like a Tupperware party, but it was a houseplant party.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was really kind of cool. Like, this person came in with all these houseplants and sold them to all the ladies.
Oh my gosh, cool.
I know.
And were they in macrame pots?
Well, I'm sure they were. I don't remember. I just remember eating treats and seeing a lot of green
eating
stuff
treats.
around.
The treats. I remember that when my mom would have bingo.
Oh yeah.
It's all about the treats and the little bell.
Right.
Bingo!
Oh, we got off track already. We haven't even said anything about our podcast, but yeah, no, I don't care. You are listening to the Life Happens, Laugh Anyway podcast. This is episode number 166. So if you're joining us for the first time, that means you have 165 other episodes that you can binge.
Yeah, get to it.
Yeah. Great for listening while you're traveling, commuting, or farting, you know. Oh. Catherine knows what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, putting on your makeup and making yourself look beautiful. It's called farting. We did
F-A-R-D.
An episode on that. Didn't we do an episode on that?
I don't think we did.
Well, whatever. We thought about it. We also have sponsors of our podcast. Catherine, tell our friends about our sponsorship program.
Well, our sponsors, they contribute $5 a month. That helps us stay afloat. We have a platform that we pay for. We also have equipment that we were able to purchase, new equipment that we were able to purchase from our supporters. And some give like 1 month or one lump sum. And that is just as helpful, doesn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It
and is. You could go on Patreon. Patreon.com?
Yep.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's super easy. Just put in Life Happens, Laugh Anyway, and kind of follow the prompts. Or you can go to TracyDeGraff.com and you can contribute that way should you feel led to, which you probably do.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
Of course. Yeah, and we appreciate your support.
Yes. I think we have like 20 now.
Yeah, it's very exciting. People actually care. So thank you.
Yeah, and we just give a big thank you.
We do. We do. Thank you so much for your support because it helps us to keep going. And it's encouraging to us too.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our topic. We're talking today about the health benefits of houseplants. There are a few things that we feel you're going to get out of this episode. One of them is we're going to just do that exact thing, talk about the health benefits. Secondly, we're going to talk about our own plants and why we love them and give you the, you know, the different kinds that we have. And then finally, to make some great suggestions for newbies, you know, like if you're brand new to houseplants and you'd kind of like to get on the bandwagon, what do we think would be a good like starter plant for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then we always share a little scripture, which we do have. And
a call to action.
We have a call to action. Before we get to that, though, uh-oh. Catherine, update our audience on where you're at with your journey. And, you know, people who have been listening to us for a while, they know that your mom has Alzheimer's. And just give them a quick update of where you're at in that journey.
Well, today, so my mom, just 2 weeks ago, tomorrow it'll be, we welcomed her to her new home. It seems weird to say it that way, but it's a softer way of saying it. She's in memory care at a really, really great place, great staff, really like it, and it's not far from here. And anyway, today was my first day visiting her. Aww. I was scared to death. My stomach was in knots. I prayed a lot. And I was going to go tomorrow because tomorrow would officially be the full 2 weeks that they recommend that you wait so that they can get, you know, so the resident can get acclimated and so forth. But I felt this strong desire to go today.
Sure.
It just really wouldn't go away. I woke up with it in the middle of the night, again in the morning. And I anyway, so I went. And my mom, I went around the corner in where she was, and she was standing at like this counter tapping her foot to the music. And when she kind of registered that it was me. Yeah. And she goes, oh, my daughter. Anyway, it was wonderful. I mean, she did say to me, get me out of here. But she was easily distracted. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
And she was funny because she said, I don't think the people here are mentally right. There's something wrong. And I said, oh, you got it all together, huh, Mom? She goes, yeah. She thought that was funny. Aww. And while I was there, she got a card delivered to her room. And we just happened to be in the room at the time. From one of her closest friends, Val.
That's so nice.
I know. And so she was tickled pink about that. And I stayed there a good couple hours or so. We had lunch.
Yeah.
And watched her play bingo. She was really good with interacting with some of the residents. She has a good neighbor, Dorothy. And I was just so thankful that yeah. it went that way, and it was fun to watch. Oh, there was a man, I'll just say real quick, too. There's not many men.
Well,
it's loaded with women.
Women stay around longer.
Yeah, that's, yes. So this man was trying to tell my mom that she needed to put the bingo chips on her bingo mat, you know, a little
right.
bingo card. And so he says, put the chips on your card. And she says, well, they're not there. She goes, well, I have chip on my shoulder.
So she's making jokes.
Yeah, and she was singing.
Yeah.
So it was good. And then the staff told me, oh, she loves to sing.
Yeah, that's
she
great.
Loves to sing, so.
That's such a hard season. Anybody that's been on the Alzheimer's road, it's such a difficult season. And making a transition like this can be really tough on everybody.
I'll tell you what, it is extremely tough. And it was tough to leave.
Sure.
I was really worried about how I was going to exit.
Yeah.
And she was engaged with the bingo thing, surrounded by a bunch of people. And one of the actual coordinator was standing behind her, helping her with the chips. And I felt like that was a good time for me to exit. So I did.
Well, thank you for sharing that because
thanks for letting me.
Oh, yeah. We're all just on this earth trying to put one foot in front of the other. And sometimes we need a little bit of encouragement, and a little bit of support. And so if anybody is of the mindset to pray, please pray.
Please
pray for Doreen. That's Catherine's mom. Mm-hmm. And pray for Catherine and the family as they all go through this because it's really tough.
Yeah. I want one more thing, too.
Sure.
It's cute. Outside of every apartment door is a picture of the resident. So there's this picture of my mom, and she says to me, I don't like that picture. Look at me. I said, Mom, that's a great picture. You're smiling. She goes, I don't like it. So I told her, I said, we'll see if they'll retake one.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to try to coax her into getting her hair done because she's pretty
stubborn?
Resistant about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that went well, and hopefully, it'll continue to go well.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for that update.
Yeah.
An update on my end.
Yes.
I don't know if everybody knows, but my comedy special has been launched into the world.
It is amazing. I mean, it's been a journey for you.
It has been. It's been a 15-year journey.
Yes. And you did the premiere launch.
I did.
Event.
Party. I did a party.
And that was fun. I love the Q&A thing you're doing now.
I know.
I love it.
I'm so glad that we started doing that. So I haven't done anything like this in the 15 years that I've been doing stand-up and speaking, in front of groups. And we started it a couple weeks ago. I did a church moms group, Faith Church in Dyer, Indiana. They had me in for like their moms of middles group.
Yeah, I love that. That's
and so there's maybe 30 moms there. I don't remember how many, but around 30 to 40 moms. And we just passed out pieces of paper and said, what kind of question would you have for a veteran mom? I've been married 35 years. I've raised 5 boys. I'm a comedian. What kind of questions would you have?
Yeah. And it was funny because you had asked me to pick through them.
Right.
And pick out, the, I guess, better ones to ask you or more fitting. Right.
Right.
And I'm flipping through. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's a theme here. And the theme is sex.
They all wanted to know about sex.
Yeah.
And definitely. I was like, wow. You know what we should do is we should record the next Q&A and bring it into the podcast. Let's do that.
Oh.
I don't know how. I don't know how to do it.
They might not like that.
Well, it's all anonymous.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's just the questions are anonymous.
Yeah. And what was amazing to me as I was reading through those, and then I know once I read them to you, you were thinking the same thing, that you and I on the car ride on the way there.
We're talking about it. We were talking about communication and about intimacy. And, you know, I'm 58, you're 54, right? I mean, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
And I wish I would have known then what I know now.
Yeah, same.
That, you know, it's okay to communicate.
Yeah.
And you should communicate around these things. Right. You know? Yeah. So let's record
talk
it.
About plants, reproduction and plants.
That's so funny. Anyway, if you're interested, you can download my special. My comedy special is available for download. You have to buy it or rent it, but it's worth every penny.
It is.
You can get it on Amazon and a bunch of other places. So just look at Amazon. You'll find it. It's called Condemned Bakery.
Oh, gosh. I keep wanting to say Life Happens, Laugh Anyway.
No, it's Condemned Bakery by Tracy DeGraff. And off you go. All right. Well, enough updates. Episode 166, Health Benefits of Houseplants. What say you, Catherine?
Okay. So I read your list.
Yes.
And some of them are going to mesh. One thing I noticed that wasn't on your list, it's an allergy relief in some cases. So, of course, there will be some, especially if you bring them in from the outside at the end of the season and bring them in the house, then you might have some problems there with allergies. But researchers found that rooms with plants have less dust and mold than rooms without any foliage.
Huh.
Yeah, so they can be a allergy relief, especially common low-light house plants like Chinese evergreen. Which I noticed.
Which I have.
Yeah, I don't have that. I'll have to get that. Or the peace lily can do the job. So, I thought that was interesting.
Can we talk about a peace lily for a moment?
Okay.
I love peace lilies. I think they're beautiful.
Mm.
I have never been able to keep one alive. Have you?
I don't know that I've had one. I've had calla lilies.
Yeah, the peace lily is a beautiful plant when you get it. Like, it's great to send to a funeral or something like that, you know, because it's peace lily.
Yes, yes.
Right? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I've had a few of them, and I would really love to get a nice peace lily and keep it alive. So if anybody out there has any peace lily tips, please let me know.
Well, at the end, when we're going to one of our takeaways, I am going to reveal something that I think will be very helpful for you.
Okay, good. I will pay attention.
Yes.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, happy blooms can brighten up your surroundings. So if you happen to have, even if it's just a vase, and you're not that kind of person that can keep a plant alive, or you don't want to, you know, tend to it, nurture it, all that. If you work in an office or even in your home, if there are blooms, research shows that people are just in a better mood, even with the blooms around.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of nice. I mean, most grocery stores today have like a floral section.
Yeah.
Where you could just buy a seasonal bouquet of cut flowers and just stick them in your office space or on your kitchen table just because.
Yes.
Just because you're alive.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate life.
Why
not?
Right. Puts you in a good mood. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that spider plants are good for moisture?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Furnaces and air conditioners can sap humidity indoors, especially in the winter. And that can raise your chances of getting a cold or a flu or even itchy skin. But houseplants add moisture to the air. And one study found a collection of spider plants boosted the relative humidity in a bedroom from 20% to a more comfortable 30%. That's kind of significant.
It doesn't
sound like it, but it is.
Now, I had a spider plant that my sister gave me that I had hanging in that hanging basket over there here in the pod lab.
Yes.
Okay. It was doing great before I put it in the pod lab. Because I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind. And then it just looked dead and sick. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm trying to nurse it back to health.
Oh, good.
But I think spider plants are pretty good.
They're
if
on
you,
the list.
If you at least water them, you know, occasionally.
Yeah. They're on the list of easy plants.
Yeah.
But
now, I haven't seen my spider plant create the spider, though.
I haven't either, but I can tell it's getting bigger. My first spider plant didn't do too well. Like, I was like, what is wrong with this thing? I thought it was root rot, and I tried to save it, and That didn't work, but the one you gave me is flourishing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I got to bring mine back to life. I have to resurrect it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jesus.
Right. they can be air purifiers. So that's another.
I have heard that. Yes.
Yeah. They can, like, they can do something to get rid of the VOCs, which are the volatile organic compounds, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like from, I didn't know printer toner and inks give off VOCs. I had no idea.
Well, it's probably just anything that smells good.
I know. I love the smell of
ink
and varnish and paint. I love. And when the paint can says no VOCs, I'm like, darn it.
Right. Like the old days when you had, you know, you would just smell your magic marker just for the fun of it.
I remember Whiteout.
Oh, yeah.
Whiteout smelled so good.
That's, you know, a new car smells great because of the chemicals.
Or a baby doll, like a plastic baby doll.
Crayons, like, everything.
I love that plastic toxic smell.
There's something wrong with us.
Yeah, but carpet, paint, all that stuff, cleaners.
Right.
Plants will help with that. herbs, if you have house plants that are herbs, they're better for digestion. You can even steep leaves in hot water, like mint,
mm-hmm.
experiment. Lavender, and I've done this before, putting lavender in my bedroom for better sleep and calming effect.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I do like the smell of actual lavender, not the pretend kind.
Yeah, you're sensitive to oils and things.
Well, in perfume. I can't stand perfume. Sorry.
I like certain perfumes, but...
I used to like it, but...
Did you?
Well, when I was like... Like 10? In the 80s, you know? Yeah, like Jean Nite or Soft. What was it called? Soft something.
It was I know Jean Nite.
It was like a pink thing. It was for like little tweens, like little teenagers.
Oh, my gosh.
I forget the name of it. But anyway, I want to say this about herbs.
Yes.
Herbs, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Fresh cooking with fresh herbs mm-hmm. is the best way.
Yes, it is.
The best way. So yeah. I just recently made homemade tomato soup.
Oh.
Okay.
Again?
I have some in my fridge right now.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you what. This recipe, I saw it on, I don't know, social media. I don't know if it was Facebook or whatever. But you know how it pops up and you go, oh, look at that. And you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a big scam. They just want you to watch it over and over. And they go real fast. So you have to watch it 20 times to up the views. Because I can't keep up with that.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. I'm going to tell you real quick.
Yeah.
You get out your crock pot
mm-hmm.
and you put 4 large tomatoes in the crock pot. Okay.
Yes. The way you do it is so much easier than the way I've always done it.
You make your own homemade tomato soup?
Yeah, I've done that many times. I told you that.
Okay, well, how do you do it different than what I do?
Well, I will take the tomatoes and put them in the blender. And she's rolling her eyes already.
Okay, wait.
Why don't you just tell them the way you do it?
Let me tell.
Go on.
Let me tell.
I do everything harder.
Okay. 4 big tomatoes in the crock pot.
And then is.
You wash them and and then you have to core them. So you take out the planty part, the green part, the stem.
Mm-hmm.
So you core the stem out. But mm-hmm. you don't peel them. You don't pulverize them. You just stick them in there. You don't even cut them. Put them in there.
It's amazing.
All right. Then you get 2 containers of like grape tomatoes or cherry tomatoes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 containers of them.
Mm-hmm.
Dump that in. You clean them and dump it in.
Yeah.
Okay. Then an onion. Cut it in fourths. Dump it in.
Easy.
Okay. Garlic. Like I put in 4 big chunks of garlic,
and
big cloves.
You don't cut them up.
You
or
peel them. You don't want that papery stuff in there.
No, I know, but I mean you don't.
You don't have to crush them. You don't have to slice them. You just put them in.
Amazing. Easy.
Oh, so easy. And then I'm trying to remember the recipe exactly. You put in like a cup of some kind of broth. Like in the recipe it says vegetable broth, but you could use chicken broth if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay, so a cup of broth, about. I think it's 3 tablespoons of olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. Okay. Dump it in.
Any oregano or anything?
Nope. Salt and pepper to taste.
I would eliminate the salt, but yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you? Do you? You do you. It's not going to taste good, but you do
eliminate
you.
Eliminate the salt. Okay.
Okay. Salt and pepper. And then you put in a little bit of Better Than Bouillon chicken paste.
Oh.
That is a key. You okay, friends, if you care at all about flavors, you have to go to the grocery store and get this better than bouillon chicken paste.
Yeah, I have that.
And do not use those horrible bouillon cubes ever again.
Well,
better than bouillon chicken paste. They also have beef paste. They also have vegetable paste. Mm-hmm. They have turkey paste. Mm-hmm. That's the way to go. Okay, so you put all that stuff in your crock pot. I might be leaving something out. Oh, I am. The basil. That's what we're talking about.
Basil.
Fresh basil.
The basil's so sweet.
So you get a bunch of basil mm-hmm. and you pull the leaves off the stems because mm-hmm. the stems are going to be a little more bitter. So you pull the leaves off and you chop it up nice and you put that in. Okay?
So that, okay.
Now some you work. Just put the lid on mm-hmm. and you let it sit in there for like 3 to 4 hours on low. Mm-hmm. And then it all just mushes up together. And then when it's done, after 3 or 4 hours, because obviously it's tomatoes, the juice is going to come out, so it's going to be nice and soupy. Mm-hmm. Then you put in some heavy cream. I think it's like about 1/3 of a cup of heavy cream. You could probably just eyeball it.
Yeah.
And then you get this thing called an emulsion blender.
Yeah.
I had to buy one. I had to buy one to make this soup. But it's basically like a handheld blender that you just squish all the stuff together. And it makes the creamiest, most delicious tomato basil soup. Now, listen up. To serve it, right? Once it's on, I'm all excited about it. I'm all excited about it.
Y'all should see her.
I know. This is why we should have a video podcast, Catherine.
I'd rather just describe it.
Okay, whatever. First of all, your house is going to smell like love. Your house is going to smell like heaven and love. If heaven and love had a smell, it would be the tomato basil soup. So your house is going to smell like you care about something. And then when it's all done and you're done with your emulsion blender, by the way, an emulsion blender is only like $15 on Amazon. And it'll come to your house like in an hour. Like you order it and boom, it's there. Okay, that, now everything's blended up. You put that nice hot soup in a bowl and you sprinkle on top a little bit of sea salt. You sprinkle a little bit of cream on top to make it look pretty. And then a little bit of basil. And then you serve it. Maybe with a side of like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Or even just a piece of toast.
Whatever you want. But you're going to be in heaven.
Oh my gosh. That sounds great.
It's so good.
Okay, we really got off course.
Sorry, I was talking about a plant, the basil.
Yes,
grow some basil in your kitchen.
Yes, grow some basil.
Okay, go ahead.
That was wonderful. Mm. All right. Well, if you have an aloe plant, you can use that for first aid. I think most people know that that's good for minor burns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or even psoriasis conditions. Did you know that?
I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I have an aloe plant, but I don't use it for anything like that.
I don't
that.
Either.
I just try to keep it alive.
I know. Right. It's also, once again, good for restful sleep. Plants, they take in carbon dioxide and give off oxygen. So that is going to be a benefit, especially if you have it in your bedroom and mm-hmm. you put a few cheerful pots in your bedroom. The extra oxygen may help you sleep more soundly. Mm. So keep that in mind. And my stress relief, which you have that on your, I'll let you talk about that. And get this, sharper focus. Plants may help raise your test scores, make it easier to concentrate on your tasks, and strengthen your memory. Hello. I use that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it says that students in classrooms with 3 potted plants perform better on math, spelling, reading, and science tests than kids in classrooms without any
greens.
Well,
that was my problem. Tinkin' school didn't have any plants in it.
Yes, yeah, right. Sorry, this computer, like, you know how the ads get in the way or sometimes it comes up blank? Well, why don't you move on to yours because my computer.
Okay. Well, you mentioned stress mm-hmm. and I think for myself personally, I love plants in like an environment. I don't like it to be too jungle-like.
I don't either.
But I like them just enough.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit of green. It just feels like something's alive in the room.
Yeah. I like the way you have yours. It feels good. It doesn't feel jungly.
Yeah.
But it just feels calming and modern. I mean, if you know, you look in magazines with modern, you know, design and so forth, they definitely have these greens, palms, and
things
like that. Yeah,
they do. And you can have a lot of fun with plants and design and decor by swapping out the containers or, you know, putting them combining them on a table with certain things. You know what I mean? You can really have fun with the greenery. So I do think that it helps relieve stress in that way, in the fact that it's just aesthetically beautiful to look at. Mm-hmm. It makes the room pleasant. It feels like things are alive in the space.
Yeah.
Because things are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you.
Right.
You know. Let's see. I think I'm looking at the same article that you had up. It's from WebMD. It says here that plants are good for faster healing, which, you know, if somebody's sick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think your mental health really helps you if you're physically sick as well. So if somebody were to send, you know, me flowers, I would feel good about it.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, somebody cares about
me. Somebody loves me.
Yeah. That's part of it, you know, it's just communication.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see what else was on my list. I said filters the air, removes, absorbs toxins. Oh, increased joy. I did kind of already say that, but
well,
I just think that just plants can make you happier.
Yeah.
Now, tell our friends about what you, unless you were going to plan to tell it later, but about your mom's facility, they have some sort of a plant thing going there. What is
that? Yes, I do want to talk about that. At the senior living place. Now, I don't know if this is just in, I don't think it's just for the memory care area, but it's a sensory courtyard, and it was donated by a family member of a previous resident.
Oh, nice.
And she had a love for flowers and gardens. She loves to share stories about her garden and so forth. And so the family gave a generous donation of this sensory garden, and I think they have two of them there. And what it says about it for the residents is that so they have interactive musical stations and planters located throughout the courtyard, and they appeal to every sense. And it says, from the smell of the fragrant flowers to the touch of textured leaves to the sounds of the instruments, this interactive haven is designed for residents to reap the health benefits of motor skill use and creative mind stimulation. The experimental focus creates common ground for residents and their visitors. And so when I was there today, I was reminded of that, and then I never realized that they had a plaque about it.
Oh,
and I
wow.
thought, oh, we're doing this episode today. I'm going to take a picture of this plaque and bring it into this episode. So very beneficial, you know, all around. And even though it says it has musical instruments, because we all know music really is soothing for people as well. But to incorporate, you know, both of them together, the texture of the plants, the fragrant, and not to mention how it looks.
Oh, for sure. You know, I think also just caring for something that's alive makes you feel alive.
Yeah.
You know, so at whether it's at an assisted living memory care or in your own home, if you have a plant and you notice, like, my spider plant was dying in the corner here, well, I have to save it.
Yeah.
And I had to rescue it. So I had to get it out of here, and I had to pull off the dead leaves. And it's going to make it. It's going to have a comeback, you know.
Yeah.
But just having something to care for. Oh, by the way, when we went to Alaska for my speaking gig.
What could you care for there?
Well, it's cold up there, everybody. I don't know if anybody's listening in Alaska, but it's cold. But I forgot to open up my curtain right in.
Yeah.
And my son was home for the whole,
you
know.
Mean here.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we left Illinois to go to Alaska, I forgot to open up my curtain so that the sunlight would get into my plant.
Uh-oh.
You know. And I forgot to tell our son to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got home, my plant was mad. It was like, it's been dark. And I had to cut some leaves off because it really got, like, yellow. The leaves turned yellow. That was my Chinese evergreen. It needs some light.
You'll have to show
light.
Me which one that is.
It's the one in the pot that you gave me. That
says, pay attention to me?
That's the one.
Oh.
Pay attention to me.
Gosh, I never would have guessed that would... I'm thinking evergreen. You know, I'm thinking more like a...
Like a Christmas tree?
Yeah. What do they call it? Deciduous?
It has a formal name. You know, a plant species name, but it's just called Chinese evergreen.
I hate when they do that.
Yeah, I know. Let's just be real.
Right.
Okay, I feel like we've talked enough about the health benefits. Let's talk about our own plants. Tell me about your plants, Catherine, and why do you love them?
Okay, I have a ZZ plant.
Ooh.
I love that plant. I got that from Kim Teske when my dad passed away.
That's sweet.
Yes.
She's our mutual friend. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is very easy to take care of. It's a thick, glossy, waxy leaf, mm-hmm. and it's very easy to maintain. The more light it gets, the better, but it'll do okay if it's not in a well-lit area as well.
Nice.
Yeah, and mixed with that is an Acacia palm.
Okay.
Acacia? I don't know how to say it. But it's a certain small palm. It's very leafy. Mm-hmm. And that is from you and Ron.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's also from when my dad passed away. And it's a couple others that are in there anyway. I put them all together, though.
Yeah.
And so that's one of my favorites. I love that one. I have a spider plant that is not, it hasn't done those little pretty blooms yet, but it's curling over and it looks like it might start. I don't know. I have it says golden pathos, but to me, I don't see any golden. And I mean, it's green.
Yeah.
Pathos plant. I have a parlor palm. And
is that the big one?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I thought that was a, what do they call it? Majestic palm? I guess it's not. I have two of those.
Yeah.
And what I did was they were outside and I brought them in at the end of the year because, I mean, it adds up when you buy
they're expensive.
Every year. Yeah. And so they look so pretty when inside, but they look really pretty when I put them outside in the patio area in the summer. And it just gives this ambiance of breezy, coastal kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And then I have a Monstera. Love that plant. I got that from Ellis.
Yep.
And I gave away a clipping, but I didn't get to go to the plant party that you hosted
because
I think I had COVID at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I have one of those. So that's it. That's all I have.
And Catherine's talking about a plant party, which I hosted last year, but you're going to host this year.
I am, yes.
Basically what it is, was I just had this idea of just reaching out to a handful of friends who also like plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, everybody get something started. Like take a little snip off of, you know, a couple of your plants and start rooting them.
Yes.
And then let's all get together like in 2 months or whatever the time frame was. And then we'll swap.
Yeah.
And we did that,
mm-hmm.
and it was fantastic. I loved it. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we missed you, but we had a good time.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just remembered one other plant that I have that's not on my list. It has a really weird official name, but it's a wandering Jew
or
wandering dude, whatever. It's got several names. I have two of those.
Yes.
And anyway, so I've got that too.
I have that one too, because I did snip off a bunch of that. And everybody took some of my wandering dude. Some people call it a wandering Jew, but then they say that's not politically correct. So then they call it a wandering dude. I think it's called a transcardia or something like that.
Yes, it is called something. I hope it's not offensive. I feel like it's a compliment.
Whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
It is what it is. But it's a beautiful plant. And it's purple and it's green and it vines.
Yes.
And it's kind of easy to propagate.
It is. And did you know that if it's in full direct sun, that it'll be even more purple and it'll grow a little bit of fuzz on it if it's in the full sun. And that fuzz is supposed to be like its own sunscreen.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I actually have had mine bloom, purple flower.
Oh.
Yeah, in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a photo of it. I mean, I didn't get many. I only got like one or two flowers that showed up, but I'm like, wow, I've never seen it bloom, and it made a flower.
Okay, question for you.
Yeah.
Do you fertilize your plants?
I just started. I just bought those sticks that you stick in the dirt.
Yeah, like Job's or something.
Yeah, you just
like
stick
that.
It in there and you forget about it.
I
just started, so I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Okay, so I do have the wandering dude or whatever you call that, and I love it. Now, my wandering dude, I brought it in last year from my patio, and it was big and full and had the long trail and everything. But it got to be too much.
Yeah.
And so I just whacked it all the way off.
Oh.
I just cut everything off. I threw out what I didn't want, and I propagated back into the dirt. I just cut the nice parts off and stick them in the dirt and just keep watering it.
Okay.
I did start using like a rooting powder. It's just like,
yeah, I have that too.
I forget what it's called, rooting powder, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I just am hoping to keep this thing alive. It's doing pretty well,
yeah.
But it'll thrive when I put it back out on the patio this summer. after Mother's Day.
I'm going to do that too.
Yeah, I've got a perfect spot for it where it gets a little bit of light, but it's covered by shade too, so it's not going to be scorched, you know.
And you cannot water those too much.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
Yeah. I usually water it like once a day when it's outside.
Oh really?
Yeah, because the pot dries out.
Oh, well, yeah, if it's outside.
But you got to have a draining pot. The pot has to drain.
Yes, it does. Is it in a clay pot or ceramic?
No,
or?
It's a ceramic pot.
Okay.
But out there, there's wind and, you know, and the sun, so it drains pretty, dries pretty quickly. The other thing, here's a little tip for anybody that loves plants. Get yourself one of these little doodads that tells you if it's thirsty.
I want one of those. I got to get one of those.
They're $10 on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's like a wand, and you stick it in the dirt, and then this little meter says dry or moist.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on the dry side, don't moisten it. Don't moisten it. Don't waterboard your plants, people. They don't want to be waterboarded.
Yeah.
Wait until they're dry.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of plants that you have to wait till they're dry.
Yeah,
to water
most
them.
Problems with plants I've read is because
root
you water
rot.
You water it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So I also have a pothos, and it's beautiful.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Well, it's P-O. So
what did I say?
Pothos. You said pathos. I'm like, where?
No,
you?
I said pothos.
Okay, well, I don't know where you're getting the A, but it's
patho. I'm not saying A.
Oh, okay.
Pothos.
Well, whatever it is. Those are easy to grow. That's a really good one if you're brand new.
Yeah.
Get the pothos.
God.
And mine is pothos. In my front window, and my front window faces west.
Yeah.
And it gets plenty of sun. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Chinese evergreen. That's
pretty.
It's been easy for me to grow, but it has to have light. If it doesn't have enough light, the leaves are going to turn yellow. And once the leaves turn yellow, they will not go green again. They're done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So you have to cut them off.
Huh. I don't know if that was on the list here for easy.
Well,
anyway,
we'll
find out.
It's been easy for me. And I don't know if it's because the place that I have it, and I always use that little measuring thing to tell if it's dry or moist.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not water it unless it's dry.
Okay.
And it has to be in a well-draining pot. So even though I have it in a pretty decorative pot that says pay attention to me, inside of that pot is a floral pot that came from the florist that has the holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take it out, water it, let it drain, and put it back.
Right.
Okay. So, and I also have a Monstera that your daughter gave at the plant party. And my Monstera is doing great. And I found a good spot for it. And it seems really happy. It's
Where
giving.
Do you have yours?
It's right in my dining room.
Oh,
by the dining room window.
Yeah.
And it's on a little pedestal because it needed to be up higher enough to get light. I had it in a different spot and it just wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
I know.
I don't know why.
I had mine on my coffee bar and I was complaining to Ellie. I'm like, it's not doing anything. She goes, well, Mom, remember you gave a clipping away. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's right.
And all plants need light. You know, so you can't have it in a spot that's totally dark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can give it like some artificial light. I did buy 2 plant lights and I've been experimenting with those.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning.
Yeah.
I have a spider plant also. We talked about that. Oh, I have a Schefflera, or I don't know how to say it. Schefflera. It's Schefflera. They also call
Schefflera.
It the
What is it?
What do you mean?
What kind of plant is it?
It's an umbrella plant. That's the common name.
Okay.
Lindy gave it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And it's doing well. I have a snake plant doing well. Aloe plant doing well. I have a poinsettia that my son and daughter-in-law gave me.
Still have a poinsettia? I can never keep those alive.
Okay. My son and daughter-in-law gave me this gorgeous poinsettia on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter-in-law is so sweet that way. She always comes with like flowers.
Yeah.
You know, I just got to remember that because she probably likes to get flowers too. So I have to give her some flowers. Anyway, they gave me this gorgeous poinsettia and I said, I'm going to try to keep it alive. That was December. And
I know Kenny bought me one.
March.
I had to throw it out.
Well, you do have to water them. And it's in a small pot.
Yeah.
So, and really the colorful part, the flower of the poinsettia is really just leaves. They're leaves. It's all leaves.
Mm.
They're just colored.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep it alive. I did make a list of the plants that I've killed. I totally murdered the Swiss cheese plant that Ellie gave me.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's so unique. It's like a little plant that has little holes in it.
Yes. I know which one you're talking about.
I tried. It died. I don't know what I did. I'm sorry. Oh, and I also assassinated a rose of Sharon that Andrea gave me. Andrea brought all this rose of Sharon to the party.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we went over to her house and we were digging it up underneath the trampoline.
Say, those are outdoor plants.
Well, I killed it outside. It didn't make it.
You wouldn't be able to handle the bees anyway. They attract bees.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. A Boston fern. I had this Boston fern alive for a long time, and then I forget how I killed it, but it's dead. And then succulents. Everybody says succulents are so easy.
They are on the list for easy, but you cannot overwater them.
Well, I don't know what I did to my succulents, but they're dead. So that's what I have with my plants, and I do love them. You know what I want to get? I want to get a large snake plant. A big one.
I'm not real crazy about them.
You're not?
No, those ones that stick straight up.
Like, I think they are great for decor.
Yeah.
You know, I want one in my living room in the dark corner. I'd have to put a light on it, though, like a grow light, because it would get no light.
Yeah.
Kind of by my bookcase. There's like a big spot right there. That's what I want.
Well, you should get it.
I should. All right. Anything else that you wanted to say?
No.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay.
Let's do our scripture.
Well, didn't we want to, wasn't our last one, what are some tips for beginners?
Well, I've been sharing. I don't know if you've been listening. I've been sharing tips for beginners.
Not for beginners. Okay, here's my big
tip. Yes, what's your tip?
Okay, if you're just starting out and you don't know anything, I think the best thing for you to do is to download an app. And I have two of them. One is Picture This.
Okay.
And that will help you identify what you have. Like if whether you're shopping or someone gave you a gift, you could do that. And it'll give you some tips on what to do with it. But there is an app called Planta. And the reason I selected that one is because it was the editor's choice and it had all these great reviews. I did upgrade to the $2.99 a month, so which is really not a big deal, but it's amazing because there are some other apps out there that if you're having problems with your plant, you could take a picture and it'll tell you do this. But this is more thorough. This says measure your pot. I mean, you have to work. I was like,
get out of tape measure. I thought it was just going to tell me.
But you do, like, it'll say, okay, because it's a real solution.
Right.
So not only do you take pictures of the leaves in the problematic area, but then it'll ask you what kind of pot is it in? What's the width of the pot, blah, blah, blah. And it'll diagnose like different issues.
I love that. So it's Planta.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a really good app to have to cure the sicknesses or to how to care for groups. So it has a little stethoscope icon that you click on if you need the doctor part of it. You've got the scan part, which is the magnifying glass. I love it.
I'm looking at it right now. I just love it. It's great.
Yeah, and see, here's pictures of my plants that I took that identify my plants, and I can keep track of when to water it, when to, you know, because different plants need water at different times.
Yeah.
So, and this keeps track of everything.
I will tell you what, if you are on a schedule, if you put your plants on a schedule, right, and you're just watering all your plants, let's say on Friday, and you just give them all water, you're overwatering some of your plants.
Yes.
Because they don't all need water on Friday.
That's right.
So you either have to use something like that, like Planta, or use what I suggested, the little thing that tells you if it's thirsty or not.
Yeah. By the way, folks, all the plants that we listed are some of the easiest plants to take care of.
Well, of course they are. That's why we have them. Duh. Yeah. I do want to add some herbs to my collection.
Oh, I love herbs.
Especially now that we're getting into spring and summer. Mm-hmm. I want to, and then I want to try to continue to grow them in my house throughout the year so that I can always have herbs to cook with.
Yeah.
You know?
I've done that many times.
Yeah. I did mint outside last year, and I'm going to do it again, but I don't use it as much as I should. I just need to.
Yeah. They have to be contained.
Yeah. Mint has to be in a container.
They keep the mice away, though.
Do not put mint in the ground because it will take over. It is literally a weed, and you will not be able to get the mint out.
Yes.
You have to put it in a container. Yeah, don't just take my word for it. Been there, done that. Okay, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
We have a scripture, Genesis 1:12. Mm-hmm. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
And he saw that it was good because he brought it into existence.
Yeah.
He was satisfied. He made it. He made it.
I think that's why plants are a good thing for us. I think that God made it. It was good. Mm-hmm. And it's good for us. Mm-hmm. And he wants us to live in that environment.
That's right.
I hope this helped. I hope that this inspired you.
Yeah.
To take, get a plant. That's our call to action. Get something and grow it. Just get something and grow it. And let us know.
Yeah.
Tell us what kind of plants you have. Let us send us pictures of your plants. We want to hear from you because it would so encourage us to get any
True
kind of
that.
Comments, right?
Or if you don't want a plant, do you know someone who's sick? Get them a plant.
Yeah.
Help them.
Love it. All right. Well, you've been listening to the Life Happens, Laugh Anyway podcast. I'm still comedian Tracy DeGraff.
I'm still Catherine.
See you next time.
Goodbye.